Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. This morning we're going to talk about responsible pet ownership. When I use that term, everything comes to mind for you. Different things depending on who you are and what you think about pets. First off, let's talk about the law. By law, to be a responsible pet owner, you need to supply food, water, and shelter. Food needs to be relatively fresh, no things growing in it that look bad. The water needs to be unfrozen, and the shelter needs to be adequate. Those things are all up to interpretation. By the law, your dog in the city of Atlantic has to be on a leash. Also, your dog, by state law, has to be vaccinated for rabies. Your cat doesn't have to be, but your dog does. One of the other things that by law you can get in trouble with a dog particularly is too much barking. So you need to teach your dog when to bark and when not to bark. Sounds easy, doesn't it? That's law. What about logic? Well, I would say the first thing you should do is protect your dogs and cats from disease. That's really simple. You come to my office, we tell you what diseases are prevalent, we have vaccinations for most of those, we keep your dog vaccinated, and your dog is protected from those diseases. That's part of staying healthy, keeping your dog responsibly. Another part of logical, responsible pet ownership is parasites. Three big parasites we've talked about before: worms, fleas, ticks. Little quick side note, we had a fall hatch of ticks in our area last fall, which means this spring when the ticks finally decide to come out because it warms up, you're going to see a ton of ticks. So if your animal's exposed to an area where there are a lot of ticks, and mostly that's tall grass, if you go out here to the wellheads by KJAN next to the Little League Diamonds and run your dog, you can be sure you're going to pick up some ticks out here. Anytime you're in tall grass, you want to look for ticks. So that's part of being a logical, responsible pet owner. You need to protect your animals from getting hurt. What does that mean? Well, keep the poisons up. Recently, the use of Decon or warfarin in Decon rat and mouse poisons is decreasing. There's two new ones on the market. The two new ones on the market do not have antidotes. So if you're using these, you make sure that your dog and cat can't get them. For years, you had ads on warfarin from Decon that said, when used properly, they will not hurt your dog and cat. Well, the instruction said, don't let your dog and cat have them. Okay, that's good logic. So that's part of logical pet ownership. Also, make sure that your dog doesn't get foods that's not good for them. We've all heard the list. Raisins, grapes, all kinds of things that's not good for your pets. We're coming up on Easter, Easter lilies. The Easter lily is quite toxic to dogs and cats, so make sure they're out of the way. One of the other things is running loose. If you let your animals run loose, whether it's a dog or a cat, well, I just let him outside for a minute and he got in the street and he got hit by a car. Well, is that responsible pet ownership? From a logical standpoint, probably not very responsible pet ownership. There's another part of being a responsible pet owner, and that is just being a nice person. What does that mean? Well, don't let your dog urinate and have bowel movements on somebody else's property. We see it every day. People going for walks. Got your dog on a leash. That's part of the law. That's good. That's responsible. Then your dog goes off towards the house, not towards the street, and has a little bowel movement. That's private property. You know what? You're really responsible to go pick that up. What about urinating? One of the things I hear every spring, some dog came over and urinated on my evergreen, and now it's brown. That's exactly right. It certainly will be. We had a Rottweiler at our house who had very acid urine, and so I had big brown spots in my backyard where she went to the bathroom. Is it responsible of me to let her out in my backyard? Yes. Is it responsible for me to send her over to the neighbor? No, it really isn't. So be a little bit thoughtful of your neighbors. One other part of being a nice person is to train your dog. Simply good, solid obedience training. Take them to obedience classes. Iowa Western Community College offers them in three locations. Harlan is our closest one right here. The lady at Harlan is an excellent trainer, and I would certainly recommend that you go up there. Teach your dog to sit, to stay, to come, all those little things. And I don't care how big your dog is. Large breed dog owners do that because they don't want their dog to get in trouble. Small breed pet owners don't get their dogs trained properly. They need to go through obedience school just like big dogs do. They should all know the basic commandments. That wasn't a term. Should be commands, not commandments. But sometimes maybe commandments work. I want to remind you, of course, that this is March, and during March and April every year, we run our HeartGuard special. I want you to be aware of that. It's a good deal for you. If you need a heartworm test, we do that for no charge. That's a $15 value. Plus, we have a mail-in rebate right now of $12, $1 a month off from your HeartGuard purchase. It's really, really worth your time to get that year's supply of HeartGuard purchased right now. This is Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street in Atlantic, Iowa. Remember, our number is always 243-2121.